Shona laughed with exhilaration as she rode her mount through Dunbar's gates and across the bailey. Bringing it to a halt at the steps to the keep, she leapt to the ground, then turned to grin triumphantly at her two cousins as they rode up.
"Well, and Duna, you look pleased with yourself,"
Alistair commented as he dismounted.
"I was hoping that letting you win would put a smile on your face. Glad to see it worked."
"Letting me win?" Shona echoed with affront. "You ne'er did. I won fair and square, and you ken it, Alistair Dunbar."
"If you say so, love," he quickly agreed.
Shona narrowed her eyes with irritation on his smug smile. He was trying to rile her up. She knew he was, and it worked. Growling, she launched herself on his back as he made to strut past her. Grateful for the plaid braise she wore, she caught her legs around his waist and slung one arm over his shoulder and down across his chest while she smacked the top of his blonde head. Shona was a tall woman, large enough that many men would have been overset by such an attack. But Alistair came from the same stock, was taller than she, and built like a bull. Chuckling with amusement, he caught her under her legs to keep her from slipping off, and turned to face his sister as she dismounted and moved to join them.
"You two are a right pair," Ildra said with amusement. "But you can't fool us with claiming to have let her win to make her smile, Allie. She's been smiling ever since we came up with a way to avoid the Sherwell."
"Aye, so there."
Shona gave his long hair a tug.
"Hair pulling," he snorted, bouncing her on his back. "That's a female's technique if ever I saw one."
A shout came from the wall, past the gates they'd just ridden through, and he paused to look. Shona followed his gaze, her eyes widening as a wagon and at least 20 riders came slowly into the bailey. She frowned at the sight of her father at the head of the party, then spotted her brother, riding with his young wife, Ileana, mounted before him. The couple were keeping a pace of the open wagon. Shona could see at least one head poking out of the wagon, but couldn't see much else.
"What's about?" Ildra asked.
Unhooking her ankles, Shona patted Alistair on the arm to get him to release her, then let her legs drop. Once on her feet, she moved around to the man's side to eye the riders.
"I dinna ken. I dinna ken they'd left the castle. I wonder where they're coming from," Ildra murmured.
Shona shook her head.
"It couldna have been far. We werena gone long and they were here when we left. They went to fetch Lady Wildwood," explained the breathless maid who was now rushing down the stairs toward them.
Shona thought her name was Janna. She was one of the new women Ileana had hired from the village.
"Lady Wildwood? Lady Ileana's mother?"
Janna explained, looking worried.
"She fled that Greenweald fellow that forced her to marry him and headed here. But it appears she fell ill or something, for she made it as far as the border of Dunbar, but no farther. A servant rode to the castle to say a wagon would be needed to bring her the rest of the way. Lady Ileana and Duncan headed right out with Lord Angus and 20 men to fetch them back."
Shona nodded at this news, then turned back as the small party came to a halt before them. She watched in silence as her brother lifted his wife off his mount. The moment her feet hit the ground, Ileana was running around to the back of the wagon. Duncan was quick to follow her. Shona saw her brother climb into the back of the wagon and stoop to pick up what at first appeared to be a bundle of heavy cloth. It wasn't until he was back on the ground and walking toward them that Shona could clearly see that his burden was a woman.